Teacher Coat Reith is a refugee from South Sudan. His students are too. They smile as they sing along with him in their classroom. Coat and his students are living at the Jiwe refugee camp in Gambela, Ethiopia. They have fled fighting in their homeland. Coat believes that education is the solution to a better future in South Sudan. Coat says he wants to make sure the young and the old are ready to take part in rebuilding the country.
I'm teaching these children to be the doctor and the president and the pilot. So this is my role, to volunteer myself to teach these children to be the good future in the South Sudan, to do a good thing.
He teaches his students how to read and write in their native language, Nuer. And he makes a point of adding a few words in English. Coat Reith has been teaching for almost 10 years. He says children learn better when their classes are fun. Keeping their attention can be difficult in the camp. At any time, more than 100 students fit tightly into one room. This past summer, Coat provided extra classes to his students under an initiative of Plan International and other partners of the United Nations Refugee Agency. The idea is to help children catch up on schooling they missed because of fighting in South Sudan. He also teaches adults at the camp. South Sudan's conflict has had a major effect on children. Jiwe Camp is home to 54,000 refugees. As many as two-thirds of them are children. They lost their homes, and some saw family members killed. The years of violence have also prevented the youngsters from having an education. Some never even had a chance to start school, and many who did have dropped out altogether. Coat Reith shares much more than a love of learning with his young students. Like them, he is a victim of a war. He and his family fled to Ethiopia in 2015 after their home in Jonglei State was burned to the ground. Naimani Poor is a refugee student. She praises Coat's work in the classroom. She says, "I like how he teaches, and he is very funny. I like that." Coat and his fellow teachers are doing what they can to help their students. At this time, only two-thirds of South Sudanese children in Ethiopia can attend primary school. Most of those attending primary school, about 86%, do not and cannot continue on to secondary school. There are not enough classrooms, trained teachers, or teaching materials for the South Sudanese refugees. Coat is 41 years old and a father to 5 children. He admits to sometimes feeling tired, but keeps on going.
I'm tired, but I cannot say that I'm tired, because I'm forwarding the people to be like me or to be like other people who are here in the world.
The South Sudanese refugees learn in their native language and in English, while their teachers work to adapt to the Ethiopian education curriculum. Many teachers say their monthly pay of $27 is not enough, so they look for other kinds of work, but not Coat Reith. He has a purpose and loves what he is doing.
I love this teaching because I want to forward the young generation to be the good children in the future.
I'm Ann Ball.